Good morning, Anchor. This is Kaylee Chella checking in. Here's what you need to know for the day. Key members of Congress, including some Republicans, are criticizing President Trump's performance at a press conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin as bizarre, shameful, and a missed opportunity to stand up to Russia. House Speaker Paul Ryan delivered a strongly worded statement saying there's, quote, no question that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election, and noting that U.S. intelligence agencies and a House panel agreed. Ryan said, in what was for the mild-mannered speaker akin to a reprimand, quote, the president must appreciate that Russia is not our ally. Ryan said Russia, quote, remains hostile to our most basic values and ideals. And other high-profile Republicans are also expressing dismay. Senator Jeff Flake from Arizona tweeted, quote, I never thought I would see the day when our American president would stand on the stage with the Russian president and place blame on the United States for Russian aggression. This is shameful. Senator Ben Sasse from Nebraska called it bizarre and flat-out wrong for Trump to suggest that both the U.S. and Russia are to blame for the deteriorated state of the two countries' relationship. Even Trump sometimes ally, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, called the summit a, quote, missed opportunity by President Trump to firmly hold Russia accountable for the 2016 meddling and deliver a strong warning against future elections. Graham quipped that Trump ought to check a soccer ball Putin gave to Trump for listening devices and, quote, never allow it in the White House. The Republican rebuke from Capitol Hill came largely from those lawmakers who have been willing to openly criticize the president. But key Republicans, Democrats, and others in Washington appeared stunned that Trump refused to publicly condemn Russian interference in the 2016 election or warn against future meddling during the joint press conference with Putin in Finland. Trump appeared to take the Russian president's denial of interference at face value while calling the U.S.'s own Justice Department special counsel's probe a quote-unquote disaster. That U.S. investigation, led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, unveiled an indictment Friday against 12 Russian intelligence officers accused of hacking Democratic emails during the 2016 campaign. At the joint appearance in Finland with Putin, Trump repeated the Russian leader's denials about involvement in the election. Trump said of Putin, quote, he's just said it's not Russia. I will say this, I don't see any reason why it would be. Former intelligence chiefs who served under President Barack Obama were scathing in their criticism of his remarks. John Brennan, who served as CIA director between 2013 and January of 2017, called the president's comments treasonous. Brennan tweeted, quote, Donald Trump's press conference performance in Helsinki rises to and exceeds the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. It was nothing short of treasonous. Not only were Trump's comments imbecilic, he is wholly in the pocket of Putin. Republican patriots, where are you? The Associated Press reports a federal judge on Monday ordered a temporary halt to any deportations of immigrant families who were reunified after being separated by the Trump administration at the border. U.S. District Judge Dana Sabra imposed a delay of at least a week after a request from the American Civil Liberties Union, which cited, quote, persistent and increasing rumors that mass deportations may be carried out imminently and immediately upon reunification. Justice Department Attorney Scott Stewart opposed the delay but did not address the rumors in court. He said he would respond later in writing. The judge gave the department until next Monday. Late last month, Sabra ordered the government to reunite thousands of children and parents who were forcibly separated in recent months under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy toward those who illegally cross into the U.S. He set a deadline of July 10th for roughly 100 children under the age of 5 and gave the government until July 26th to reunite more than 2,500 older youngsters. A police officer has resigned amid an investigation into his response to a woman who said she was being harassed in a Chicago forest preserve for wearing a shirt with a Puerto Rican flag. The Forest Preserves of Cook County announced on Twitter that Officer Patrick Connor resigned late Wednesday. Records show that he had been with the force since 2006. A woman complained that a man at Caldwell Woods was questioning her citizenship and telling her she shouldn't be wearing the shirt. Just an FYI, a reminder for everyone out there, Puerto Rico is a U.S. Commonwealth. Video of the June 14th incident shows the officer did not respond. More officers eventually arrived and arrested the man. Connor was initially placed on desk duty as the investigation got underway. The Forest Preserve District says officials continue to investigate the incident. This has been a report by Kaylee Chella for Anchor. To stay up to date, follow us on Twitter at Anchor, or you can follow me at Kaylee Chella. That's at C-A-I-L-L-E-Y Chella. Chella out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.